Lord, may quiet our hearts that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word, we may respond in fervent faith. As Jesus led disciples of old, so lead us, your children, today. We ask it in his name. Amen. You may be seated. Happy Easter. Welcome. Happy morning. Alleluia. Here it is. The Sunday we hold most dear, and we've waited so long to sing our alleluias for the 40 days and 40 nights of our Lenten season. And yet, when it comes right down to it, the people Jesus held most dear and closest were perplexed, terrified, and most confounding in disbelief or doubting. Do you ever find yourself in moments of being perplexed or terrified or doubtful, disbelieving? I know I'm perplexed and confused anytime I open my son's calculus notebooks and it looks a little like hieroglyphics to me. And I know I'm also perplexed every time I try to listen to rap music and I can't understand a word they're saying, and when I do understand, there are an awful lot of swear words. And I know I'm also perplexed when I try to watch some modern television shows, these modern series, and the people are all zombies, and it's hard to tell who's good and who's evil. I'm perplexed. And I know I'm also perplexed when I try to discuss baby raising with my daughter, who assures me, "Mother, they don't use bumper pads on cribs anymore because they're dangerous. It's a miracle that my children survived anything." And as for terrified, all any of us has to do is open the newspaper every morning, and there are radical extremists who are bombing our airports and subways across the globe, and even reports of crucifying a man of the cloth because he was a follower of Christ. And yes, I'm terrified of those scary stories of global warming that seem to want to put Hempstead as oceanfront property in the near future. And of course, I'm terrified that people are killing one another, and perhaps worse than killing, hating one another because of their religious beliefs or political leanings or the color of their skin. Yes, I'm terrified too. And what about that disbelief, that doubting that we see in today's gospel lesson, in those moments when we wonder where our God might be, a moment when we can't see anything good in our future but pain and suffering, the loss of a loved one or the illness and suffering of those we love, the breakup of marriages and relationships. It's in these moments we want our God to be by our side, and it's easy to lose hope. And it's in those very moments of being perplexed and terrified and failing to believe that a glimmer happens. God happens. Jesus is risen. This week was Holy Week when we readied for our Easter celebration, and it is also this week, this particular year, when my mother and I celebrated our birthdays. My mom has been gone now nearly 10 years, and each time we get to our birthday season, I feel a little sad because we used to celebrate these days together. And so this year I was a little blue and probably forgot my own faith a little, and I woke on her birthday and the sadness overwhelmed me, knowing I wouldn't hear her laughter or see her coy smile on this day. And so I wallowed in that sadness until my sister and niece and great niece came over, and we went out into the pasture to play in the bluebonnets. Lila, my great niece, has just learned to smell flowers. And if you've ever watched a one-year-old, she ran from bluebonnet to bluebonnet, and she didn't just sniff them. She put her whole face and whole body into those blossoms in the pasture. And we laughed and smiled and realized right in front of us was the joy and laughter of our mom. She was in us and around us and loving us despite not being there in body. And it's the same with Christ. He is in us and around us and loving us. And all we have to do is look around a little. Look around. In Texas, we have blue bonnets and wildflowers and magnificent spring storms to remind us of the majesty of our world. In Colorado, where our daughter Jennifer came to visit from this week, she had a beautiful spring blizzard to cover the earth with a blanket of white just when spring was peeking into their lives. We have the love of friends and neighbors and community members who gather this Easter to celebrate the risen Christ. We have a loving God who loves us so deeply, so fully, so completely that his Son, our Jesus, lost his life on the cross only to be raised again today. We have the joy of sharing a new relationship with Allie and Alex as they were married in our small chapel just 2 weeks ago. We have a love of this place as our junior warden and his dear sweet friend Pamela lovingly prepared our flower beds with flowers and made our church so welcoming this Easter. Today is the day for us to realize what a gift we've each been given. Today commemorates the resurrection of our Christ, who suffered the indignity and pain and sting of death on a cross to pay for our sins and wickedness. Jesus died to show his love and to give us hope. We're shown the hope of life eternal in this resurrection. And the part of the gospel this Easter, the part of the story I love most, is Peter. Peter, who rather than live in disbelief and doubt when the women told this tale of resurrection, Peter runs. He runs to the tomb to see for himself. And Peter is amazed. And as Christians, we should be amazed too. You see, we have a wonderful gift this day, the gift of eternal life and love in our risen Christ. We have the ability to live and love one another, and despite moments of being perplexed or terrified or even losing our faith from time to time, we can return. We can return to our faith communities and be amazed that we share a love of Christ and in turn one another. So this Easter, let's be amazed together, just like Peter. Let's be amazed that even in the midst of tragedy and loss and sometimes extreme work, we can find hope and healing. This Easter, let us each remember as Peter to be amazed. We're each called to use our gifts to make our world a better place. We need bridge builders and advocates for justice and messengers of love and artists and electricians and gardeners and so many more. It takes a multitude of people using their talents for the betterment of humanity. This Easter, let's turn the tables. Let's amaze God. When we do our part in the world with passion, even when others may not recognize it, we know God will see it. And God will be amazed with our love for one another and for the risen Christ. Blessed Easter. Alleluia, alleluia, amen.